Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Setting Up Security for Kix Configuration Manager. Today's presenter is Satish Tanna. Satish is a technical specialist for Kix tools based in the Hursley Lab. He has worked with Kix, Kixplex SM, and Kix tools for over 20 years. In his current role, Satish provides technical support for Kix tools to Kix customers and Kix tools technical specialists around the world. Satish also presents on Kix tools, including Kix CM at Impact and other Kix conferences and user groups around the world. Additionally, Satish writes web books and white papers on Kix tools and the Kix Explorer. At this point in time, I would like to pass the presentation over to Satish.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining this presentation. I am a technical specialist for Kix tools, as Joseph mentioned. I have been working with Configuration Manager since we first announced and released the product in 2005, and I've worked with a number of customers who have deployed Configuration Manager over the years. So based on some of those experiences and my work in delivering new functions in Configuration Manager over the years, I will present some of the information about setting up security for Kix Configuration Manager. So if we can go to the next slide, please, Joseph. So slide 2, just the various trademarks, just to make you aware of those. On to the next slide, please. Slide 3. Okay, so the agenda today is we'll look at what Configuration Manager is. We will then focus on the security aspects of the product, what it means in terms of authenticating client access to the Configuration Manager server. Then we will look at authorizing the Kix region user ID to access CSDs that are being managed by Configuration Manager. We'll look at how you restrict user access to Configuration Manager commands and the resource definitions that are being managed. So next, slide 4, please. Slide 4, Kix Configuration Manager. What is it? It's a tool that helps with managing Kix resource definitions, which would be on your CSD or CPSM BAS repository. It provides comprehensive reporting of these resource definitions and optional change management control facilities to enable you to promote definitions across the application lifecycle. So it enhances the management of Kix by providing a single point of control and definition of your resource definitions. So you can create, update, delete, copy definitions between repositories and, you know, go from CSD to CPSM BAS, CPSM BAS to CSD. So you can manage these definitions across those repositories. It also provides change management through the application life cycles, so you can promote definitions through from development to test and to production. You can create a customized report to identify any redundant definitions, show relationships between resources, and also look at change history of your resource definitions. So it keeps a audit trail of any changes that are being made to these definitions and allows you to back out changes if required. Slide 5, please. So looking at slide 5, we see the architecture of Kix Configuration Manager. At the heart of the product is the Configuration Manager server. This provides the single point of control and interface into the CSDs that you manage and any CPSM BAS resources. It uses at the back end for managing CSDs, it uses the DFH EDAP, which is the back end program for CEDA. So it uses the standard interface into CSD. And for CPSM BAS resources, it uses the CPSM API. The server has a journal where all changes to resource definitions are kept. It is a VSAM file. It also, the server also has a repository where details of the configurations that CM manages are kept. So these are your details of the CSDs and the CPSM BAS repositories that are being managed. Configuration Manager server also has the capability to link to target regions to enable you to install definitions into those target regions. For this, it uses an agent which is provided with the product, and this is enabled and installed in the target region, which will then enable you to install definitions via DPL into those regions. If you're using CPSM, then Configuration Manager uses the standard facilities of CPSM to install definitions into target regions. So in terms of the end user interface for Configuration Manager, we provide a standard SOAP over HTTP API to access the facilities provided by the CM server. So we have an ISPF interface that uses this API. We also have a batch client, as well as the KIX CM plugin to the KIX Explorer. So these are the three interfaces that are available. And because we publish this API, then you are able to use your own, you can develop your own interface to Configuration Manager. On to the next slide, slide 6, please. So here we see the list of features and functions that Configuration Manager provides. The ability to switch CSDs without having to log on to specific KIX regions, to manage all of these from a single point. Copy resource definitions across CSDs and into CPSM BAS, and from BAS to CSD if required. Security and standard enforcement, the ability to delegate resource definition management if you need to do so, and also enforcing standards such that the attributes of resource definitions can be specified according to your site standards that you have you need to impose on these definitions. There is a history of all the changes that are being made using a Configuration Manager that's kept in the journal. You're able to compare, side-by-side compare group lists, resource groups, as well as definitions to see differences. You're able to work with multiple configurations, and also it provides the ability to find any redundant definitions which are cluttering up your CSDs. You can use Configuration Manager to find these and clean up your CSDs. There are search capabilities. For example, show me all files that use LSR Pool 1, and you can very quickly search these definitions on your repositories. There is, as I mentioned, the audit trail from the journal that we keep. You can migrate definitions across the application lifecycle, and I mentioned the cleanup reports as well. Depending on how often do you do cold starts, then there's the deployment analysis function. It can help to identify differences between the runtime and the resource definitions assigned to a KIX region. So, if cold starts are done very rarely, then to avoid any surprises, then you can use deployment analysis to run a cold start analysis report to identify the differences between the runtime and the resource definitions assigned. You can then quickly identify missing definitions to ensure that these are correctly defined before the cold start actually happens. The deployment analysis function also provides the capability to compare two repositories, so two CSDs, say development and test, test and production. Even if you use CPSM BAS, you can compare CPSM BAS repositories. So even you can also compare two runtimes, so a Kix region in development with a Kix region in test, to see what the differences are in the definitions that are installed in those regions. So these are some of the functions and features of Configuration Manager. On to the next slide, slide 7. So we'll look at the security aspects of Configuration Manager. So these, the first part of this is authenticating the CM clients to the CM server. The CM clients connect to the server via TCP/IP, and as we've seen earlier, there's the batch client, the ISPF client, and the KixCM plugin to the Kix Explorer. And the CM server can listen on up to three different TCP/IP ports, and each port is configured with a different level of security. So there is the unauthenticated and unencrypted port where no security is implemented. But if you require some level of basic authentication, then there is the authenticated and unencrypted port. Then if you require authentication as well as encryption of the message flows, then there is a SSL port that can be defined to the Configuration Manager server. On to slide 8. So we look at the configuration for an unauthenticated and unencrypted port. So this is where no client user ID or password is required, and the data is not encrypted. Once the user is signed on to the ISPF interface, then they are accessing a Configuration Manager. They have access to the server, and the security key that is passed to the external security manager is just a Kix default user ID. So if the Kix default user ID is authorized to access those facilities, then the Configuration Manager server will allow that action on those resources. So this is where you have security checking active in the Kix region, but the port that you've defined is the unauthenticated port. And so the Kix default user ID is used to check access to resources managed by the configuration server. So moving on to slide 9. So for the authenticated and unencrypted port, this is the next port. The client user ID or password is required. The data is not encrypted. If you're using the ISPF or the batch client, then a pass ticket is required for authentication to the CM server. And the Configuration Manager server uses this to avoid having to store this password during the session. The pass ticket is sent on each command to the Kix system that's hosting the CM server. Kix then uses the external security manager to authenticate the user. As far as the CM plugin is concerned, it obviously does not require a pass ticket. Those services are not available on the Windows or Linux platform that it's running on. So it encrypts and stores the password within the Explorer environment. Okay, so moving on to slide 10. So we look at the configuration for the authenticated port. This is where the TCP/IP port is defined with as a basic authentication on and with an without encryption. So the client user ID signs on to the CM server, and the CM server uses RACF or other security manager pass tickets to pass the on the request to the CM server, and the security checking is done based on that pass ticket. So the security key that is passed to the external security manager is the client user ID, and that is what's checked. That's what's checked to see if that user has access to the is authorized to the resources that they're trying to access. Okay, so moving on to the next slide, slide 11. So these are some of the actions required for setting up RACF for pass tickets on using Configuration Manager. So this enables Kix to validate incoming pass tickets. So you have to activate the RACF General Resource Class PTKT data to activate that class. And so this class holds the encryption key used to create and validate pass tickets. You need to define profile for the Configuration Manager server region, and these are the details that for RACF that are specified in the Kix Configuration Manager Users Guide, and I have included them here. So there's the application ID, the Apple ID of the KixCM server region, and the password key, which is a 16-character secured sign-on application key that you specify on the defined for the PTKT data. No replay protection is recommended, and this is for optimal performance when it comes to reusing these pass tickets. Moving on to slide 12. So once you defined the pass ticket to RACF, you need to refresh the RACF class, having defined that profile. Because the modules that create or access the pass tickets have to run authorized, then you need to ensure that the CCVA, ENU, or JPN libraries are APF authorized, as well as the SCCV auths library. So these are the libraries that need to be APF authorized. On to slide 13. For other security, external security managers, CA, ACF2, or top secret, need to ensure the signed multi-keyword is specified on the node descriptor table. For ACF2, the users who have the PTK res CK option in the ACF2 GSO ops record is set to on, they need to ensure that all CM users have access to the entity or the resource name defined in the in PTK data class. Details about setting up pass tickets for these other external security manager products can be found in the tech note that's listed here. On to slide 14. If you decide to use encryption for your access to the Configuration Manager server, then you would set up the port that listens for SSL-enabled requests. So it requires a cipher key that's recognized by the client and CM server. So the keyring name identifies to the external security manager the record name where the cipher key is held. And on the ISPF panel for configuration manager, you specify the user ID / keyring that's relevant for this user. So there's the server connection details there. The port number would be the authenticated and encrypted port that's defined to the CM server. And you specify SSL yes and specify the keyring using the user ID / keyring parameters. So these are only required if you're using the SSL port. And further details can be found on the tech note that's listed here. On to the next slide, slide 15. There are some parameters that you need to specify on the system's options record when you configure a CM to activate security. So to specify security active, yes or no. This will determine if the CM server will perform SAF calls to the external security manager to validate if the user is authorized to CM services via the server's API commands. And then the next parameter is the object security, whether you want to activate access security for objects that are managed by CM server. So yes or no for that. So this will determine if the server will perform SAF calls to the external security manager to validate if the user is authorized to manipulate KIX resource definitions. So these resource definitions would be based on the resource group, the type of resource, name of the resource, and the KIX configuration. This is the CSD or the CPSM BAS context that is being managed by configuration manager. There are object SAF class and the prefixes that you need to specify for the profiles that are defined. Slide 16. Other options in the system's options record, you specify the unauthenticated port if you're going to be using CM, for example, in a test environment, then if you define a unauthenticated port, you would specify that in the system's options record. And then you would provide the name of the port. There's the authenticated port and port name and the SSL port number and name as well. So these are the options you would use to specify the ports that you want CM server to listen on. On to the next slide. So with regard to securing access to KIXCM commands and resources, the CM server builds a SAF security key for each API command that is invoked. It will then call the external security manager using this security key. So the user would require minimum of read access to the resource key. Otherwise, this command is rejected by the CM server. In terms of resource definitions, the CM server will check if the user is authorized to manipulate a KIX resource definition based on the key values, which would be the group, the type, and the name of the definition. The check is applied for all the commands related to managing these resource definitions, so adding, altering definitions, copy, create, delete, importing definitions into CM, inquiring, remove, rename, and update. So all of these commands are checked for security authorization. This check is not applied to the migrate change package command. So to control access to that. You use the API command checking for the migrate command, and you can also use the optional approval profiles to check who is authorized to manage these change packages. On to slide 18. So when it comes to activating security for KIXCN commands and resources, you can choose an existing resource class such as the facility resource class, but you can define your own class if required. The maximum length of the key length for this class is 39, and it needs to support special characters as they would be used in some resource definition names. So you define the general resource profiles for this class and ensure that you have sec equals yes set in the KIXCM server region. And you would also activate command or resource level security or both from either using the ISPF 1.1 option or specifying it in the control record, in the configuration record when you set up CM. On to slide 19. So when it comes to defining the security keys for controlling access to CM commands, there are examples here of the format of the security key for specific objects. So you've got the prefix that you specify when you activate security, for example, CCM. The command that the CM API command, so this would be list or copy or inquire or whatever. The object type, for example, transaction definition or connection definition. The location of that object, whether it's CSD or ACPSM BAS context. And the location name. So whatever you have defined that configuration as, whether it's a development CSD or a certain BAS context, so KIXPLEX 1, for example. So then we look at some of the format of the security key for approval profiles. Again, it's a similar format, but you include the approval profile name there. There's an example of the key for defining the security key for change packages, and you specify the migration scheme that you want to control access to. For import commands, there is an example of the target KIX configuration that you want to control access to in terms of importing definitions to. And there's examples for security keys for deployment analysis reports. On to slide 20. Here are some examples of security keys for resource definitions. So this is where you want to control access to specific KIX resource definitions. Can you specify the prefix, the source configuration, the source group, and the type of resource, so the transaction files or whatever, the resource type. So there are some examples there for the copy command and the security key for that. There's examples for the rename command and some examples for add, delete, and recover using the CM APIs to manage these resource definitions. So those are some examples of security keys for resource definitions. On to slide 21, please. Okay, so we've looked at how you set up security for Configuration Manager, how you control access to the CM commands and the resource definitions that it manages. Further details are available in the Kix Configuration Manager User's Guide, as well as the website for Configuration Manager, which is listed here. So this concludes the presentation, and I will now hand over to Joseph.
Thank you, Satish, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. And at this time, we will conclude the presentation.